going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
The odds-on favorite to be the next Bruins captain, David Pastrnak, Bruins breakup day yesterday. Hour 2, Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. It's a Friday four-pack of questions coming your way about a half an hour from now at 11:30. Hate it or love it. Mason Graham, would you hate or love that pick? At number 4, you can still vote on Ashton Jeanty. Yesterday's hate it or love it selection. One-man thrill ride. If you listen to him, he knows where it's at.
Great.
We'll get back to the Celtics as well at high noon. Week in review 12:45 and a WrestleMania preview with Jason Rossi at 1 o'clock. We agree David Pastrnak should be the next captain of the Boston Bruins, correct?
Yeah, I think like 2 months ago I might have said McAvoy. But I feel like ever since they traded everybody away, including Marchand, and Pastrnak's been the one playing, right? Like McAvoy hasn't really been around because he was hurt. Now, I know he spoke yesterday, but Pastrnak was there in the immediate aftermath of all those trades, all the losing. He was there. He was talking. The more and more he talks, the more I like him, and the more I never really considered him like a great leader or a guy that would be a captain, like incredibly skilled, but that doesn't always line up with being a leader. But I think he's become the obvious choice of being the captain next year.
So I agree. Out of the options currently in front of me, I like when we were joking around with Scott McLaughlin yesterday. We had a full breakdown on the Odyssey app. If you missed any of it earlier this week, AUDACY, get on your phone free, easy. Take it with you wherever you go. You're like, well, sign Marner and make him the captain.
Yeah, Mitch Marner.
Like out of the options now, I agree with you. Pastrnak's the best option. But, and you even just said some of this, do you think he's actually a good leader or is he just the best option they have?
Might be more the second thing.
Because this is where now I'm starting to push back a little bit against what I'm hearing on David Pastrnak. And you guys can jump in on this, 617-779-7937.
You got to start from somewhere. No. And that might be the first qualification.
Out of your options.
Yeah.
He's the best guy. He did
him or Swayman.
He faced the music. No, we'll get to him. He faced the music after all these losses. He was available.
Yeah.
Charlie McAvoy has been hurt, but the word on him is that he's not always the most accountable. And, you know, Pastrnak's a way more established player than McAvoy is. So I agree with you. Out of the options in front of us, I guess Pastrnak's the best available. Now, separate question. Is Pastrnak a good leader? My answer would be no. I mean, he's part of the reason. Go back to the Keefe scoop way back when.
Mm-hmm.
Pastrnak didn't want to play with Marchand. That was a Pastrnak report. It got spun into Pastrnak scoop.
Yeah, yeah.
That was a Pastrnak scoop. It got spun into Keefe versus Marchand because Marchand got all butthurt and defensive about it. But that was really a report scoop about David Pastrnak.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So
go pound sand.
I would have this somewhere on the list. And I would also point out, I mean, even though he was accountable and facing the music and individually very productive, the team went down the crapper the second he was like the leader face of the team.
Yeah.
Down the absolute dumper.
Well, they lost
10 in a row.
All right, they're
they
awful.
Lost 12 out of 15. Yeah. They lost whatever it was to end the year. So like,
but you saw like who the personnel. I mean, McAvoy was hurt.
He had the most amount of points since January 1st. I think he had the percentage point.
I'm not questioning that he's wildly talented.
No, he's very talented.
He's ridiculously talented.
You could argue how meaningful any of those games
is
were.
Is he a good leader? He might be
TBD.
He might be the best leader they have.
Yeah.
That doesn't make him a good leader.
No, it doesn't. Now, he's been in the league a long time. He's for a guy that's not even 30 yet. In fact, he'll be 29 next month. He played for Claude Like, think about how long ago, like, this is 11 years in the league. So that's also what? He's played for four coaches over that time? So this guy next year will be the fifth head coach he's played for?
Yeah. Claude, Cassidy, Monty, Sacco.
Pretty wild.
Next guy.
You know, one thing I do really like about Pastrnak is the last 3 years, not only has he gotten 100 points in every season, he's played all 82 the last 3 years.
Healthy
like
guy.
That. But not only that, but it's sort of like he plays through stuff. And I think that like that could be a sign of a leader. So I think also it might be a bit of a departure because, and we even saw this with Marchand. When Marchand was named captain, I don't think anybody looked at him and was like, yeah, we knew that guy was going to be a captain. He's going to be a great captain.
Look, I was wrong, but I was much more on board than most with Marchand being the captain.
I also think it's a drop-off from, like, Chara, Bergeron, who just, like, their personalities just sort of, like, reek hockey captain. Like, these are like, a coach on the ice. Whereas, like, Marchand, like, sort of the way he plays and, like, sort of on the edge, over the edge, you're like, captain?
Well,
like,
and even if you're jokey with everyone, right? And you can lead in different ways. But if Marchand is, like, jokey with everyone and he's chirping everybody and he's, like, you know, the annoying brother, does that translate as a captain?
Well, I don't think so this year.
No.
That's for sure.
No, I'm saying, I think people voiced that at the time. Right, I dismissed it. Those people were right. I was wrong. We're getting texts already. 617-779-7937. Marchand will be back, and he'll be the captain next year.
I feel like no chance.
Zero chance.
I feel like no chance he's back, especially with Sweeney and Neely coming back.
They could beg him to come back. He's not coming back.
That would be like the one scenario, is if like Sweeney and Neely were both gone, because clearly the negotiations went sideways.
Fine.
And if he just loves Boston so much, by all accounts, I'll take his word for that. I'm sure he does. And if he wants to move back and he wants to play and whatever, new leadership might say, hey, we could do a lot worse than this guy. But the current leadership and the one that you couldn't get a deal with that traded you to Florida for a second round pick, you're not
great
coming
point.
Back.
If they bring in a new GM,
maybe.
Fine. But with this group, and
not
it sounds like this, all due respect to Greg Hill and his whisper campaign that he was hearing, but it seems like they're going to be back. So, yeah, I don't think he's coming back in that way. There's also this text. I didn't hear this. Maybe I need to listen again. Again, 617-779-7937. I took Pasta's comments as a shot at Marchand.
Ooh.
Do we need to listen again?
I don't know.
I didn't get that.
Maybe.
Can we cue that up one more time if you don't mind, Nick? It's a shot at Marchand?
Maybe. Maybe there's one in there.
I didn't hear it. Let's hear it.
Would you like to wear the C?
You know, it's like I said, like the leaders I had around me, it was never about who wears the C or who wears the A. Everybody in the room is equal here, and we need to make sure that, you know, that's one of the things that we have to find a group of the core again that's, you know, willing to put the work in. And like I said, it's not about one guy. It's going to be multiple of us, and we need to be working together. Like I said, doesn't matter who's going to end up wearing any leather, but it starts in a group. Everybody's equal here, no matter if you're young or older. And that's, you know, that's what always been like, and we have to keep it going.
Why not?
Huh,
that could be. Doesn't matter who's wearing the C. We're all equal here.
Imagine that's the same texture who can't. We can't count
years.
The years. Yeah, it's the same guy. We're like, wait a minute.
Sorry.
Spot and dimes are eating onions.
We're not going to agree on everything, but maybe some things.
Okay, but good observation by the text line. I don't rule out that's an indirect shot at Marchand.
Yeah, I don't think the whole team was wild about the leadership. Now, there's also a lot of,
Keith,
look in the mirror for everybody, but.
Keith, the scoop was, he specifically was not really liking Marchand's leadership.
Didn't love how Marchand called him out.
So, I mean, that would make sense.
Yeah.
That would all apply.
Yeah.
Interesting.
But maybe he'll choose to do things differently as a captain. Maybe one of those things, right? Like, he's been around good captains. He's been around maybe not so good of a captain. So maybe he knows sort of what to do, what not to do.
You also don't need to have a captain.
No.
Hockey, though, I feel like those guys are obsessed with it.
I know what you mean. Like, technically, you don't have to name a captain, but you kind of
When Henrik Zetterberg retired for the Red Wings, they didn't have a captain until, I think, like 2 years ago, and they gave it to Dylan Larkin.
Yeah.
Really?
But does that sound like
how
a good
approach?
Were
they?
Yeah,
they weren't good. They were actually pretty terrible.
Yeah.
You need to have one.
I get that.
Don't you need the captain to talk to the ref?
I don't know.
Who's going to talk to the ref? And they're all confused. They're like, who talks?
Who's going to be there for the ceremonial puck drop?
The coach runs out to the
who
other side
leads the
box?
Handshake line when you get eliminated from the postseason? Who does that?
Who do you give the cup to?
Thank
That's
you.
A question who's, they need answered.
Who's the first to get the cup? It's a good question. If you don't
they
name a captain,
have to worry about that for a while.
You can't do any of this, though, Keith. That's a good point.
Yeah.
So, look, I agree. David Pastrnak, based on what they have now.
He's the guy.
Sign somebody new, trade for somebody new, and then come let me know. But based on what they have right now, Pastrnak should be the captain. Agreed.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Sidebar question. Is he a good leader? I would say there's lots of evidence he's not. You can jump in on that. 617-779-7937. Then we get to this guy, Keith. For the last couple of days, we've mentioned Jeremy Swayman seemed just a little too happy with playing in 58 games. So he said it after the final game.
Right.
Where they lost in overtime. I'm already forgetting who that was against. The Devils?
Jersey.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So he said it after the game, and then the breakup interviews, he repeated it again yesterday. So we've been talking about this for the last couple of days. Let's play you some of Jeremy Swayman. Just a little too happy with the amount of work he was able to put in last year, even though the results weren't good. Here's Swayman.
What do you feel like you have to work on next year to improve?
I think, you know, the learning that I had this year just with, you know, one... The games played, that was awesome, and just getting to know my body,
awesome.
Knowing where my mental's at, and wanting more and feeling really good is something that I can really build on. But, you know, I take accountability. I wanted to play better. I know that I can play better, and that's something that I can't wait to work on. And this team is going to be a lot different next year with, you know, what we learned from this year, and you know, we got a lot to look forward to.
Do you feel like playing more games wore you down?
No, and that's why I commented on that. I'm so happy with the way my body felt and my mind felt. And, again, just being hungry, you know, every game, expecting to play and getting the nod and, you know, wanting to give my team a chance to win every single night. And, you know, a huge testament to the trainers here and the work that, you know, we've put in to allow my body to attain that physical load.
Okay.
So the question was...
He's a little too happy.
What do you need to work on? And he said it was awesome to play all these games.
Mm-hmm.
So there was nothing he needs to work on. He had a career worst season across the board. With the exception of games played, if you want to use that as a, like that was a career high, well, I suppose.
He certainly does.
Yeah, he does. But he allowed his goals against, his save percentage, like whatever goalie metric you want to look at was worse this year with the exception of games played. So it actually was not as awesome as he makes it out. It was much worse. You were worse. You were a better goalie when you were splitting time.
Let me tell you, 58 games also isn't crazy. That's not a wild number. So
right. He played 44 the year before.
He was one of 10 goalies who played 58 in the NHL last year. Put another way, only 5 goalies played more than him.
Okay.
But all of them are older. Ready? Here are the 5 who played more. Hellebuck played 63. He had the best goals against and the most wins in the league. He's going to win the Vezina.
That was awesome.
He's going to get heart votes.
That was an awesome season.
So like Hellebuck is going to get MVP votes, heart votes, and he's going to win the Vezina. He's 31. Vasilevsky, 30. Sam Montalbán, in Montreal, 28. Shesterkin, 29. Sorokin, 29. All those guys played more than Swayman. There were five other goalies who played the same amount. He is the only one he's the same age as is Ottinger, also 26. So, I'm sorry, and Philip Gustafsson. So, like, all the goalies who played more than you were older. 58 right. is not crazy. It's top 10 in the league, but it's not crazy. It's not some wild outlier.
No.
He's far too satisfied with that number. And
yeah, what
know.
About the other numbers? That's, all the other numbers are trash.
Very much off-putting, yeah.
But that's sort of par for the course with Swayman. Like, we heard him before the year when he was talking about his contract, and then during the year. Now, I think you can blame him as well as the team for getting into this mess, having him miss camp, having him not being ready for the season opener, and then the season just never really coming together for him. He had a terrible year, but then to hear him talk about how awesome it was to play in all these games is maddening. Like, he was the face of why this team sucked. He was 42nd in the league in goals allowed.
Not great.
There's 32 teams. So everybody's got at least one goalie better than him based on the average?
I mean, the Bruins, based on averages, had a better goals against and better save percentage, I think, both of them off the top of my head with Corpy.
So the guy...
By the way, Corpy also wants to play more next year. I don't know if you saw those comments, but
he probably should when he's like, that's the guy that you're rolling out there all the time? That's the guy that got the big contract? So yeah, he was terrible, and he doesn't think that he was terrible.
No.
And he's like, yeah, next year will be great. He's like, so basically his big takeaway from the year was... I didn't get hurt. I was available for 58, so like check.
People said I couldn't be the number one goalie, and I played 58 games, so see?
Just because you play that many games.
In your face, haters.
This is a starting pitcher starting 30 games and having an ERA of 5.
5 ERA, exactly.
And be like, guys, didn't get hurt.
Right.
You're like, yeah, I know, but you sucked the whole season.
Right, you showed up every day. You didn't.
I don't need Tommy John.
You didn't bag out.
Chalk it up
need,
as a win.
You don't need Tommy John, but you served up a couple of meatballs every game and a 5-plus ERA.
Yeah, what is that? We don't want that.
Great.
That's not good. And one of the highest paid, that'd be like one of the highest paid pitchers. Not only that, like not just a guy, it'd be somebody that you just gave a new contract to going through the entire year and being like, how about me?
So how do they fix him? Is it just, all right, at least you have the stamina to play 58 games, perhaps not well, but you at least prove you have the stamina to do it. You get a full off season, reset.
Yeah, you have to hope you get into camp.
Okay, but is that it, or do they need to bring in another guy to split time, like already on the text line?
You can't split time with a guy making that much money. It doesn't make sense for your team.
Trust me, I disagree with this because I think it hurts you come postseason time beyond just the pay. I think splitting that time, it hurts everybody come the playoffs as well.
Yeah,
but text line... I'm sorry to say it, but he needs to get his buddy back, meaning Allmark, who only started 44 games this year for Ottawa. And I know he was hurt for a stretch, but he only started 44 games. That is a guy who can only handle half of the work.
And has the same contract, right? Doesn't he?
Correct. I think down to the AAV. Shorter term, but down to the
less
AAV.
Years.
So, yeah, I would not bring in another goalie to split time with him. I think I stick with the breakdown of him and Korpisalo. I think playing 55 games is probably about right. And he just needs to be better. And hopefully a full off season, rededication, all these other things. Guys who have fluky bad years, maybe he put too much on it. Maybe he didn't put in enough work in the offseason. I'm hoping you get, I mean, for sure, better than what you got last year. I'm hoping we get the Swayman we saw in the past, plus he can play 55-plus games. If he can't combine those two things next year, then you really, really, truly have to reevaluate it.
Yeah, he got off to a terrible start to the year. Right, and then that just kind of snowballed from there. He allowed 3.57 goals per game in the first month of the season. First game right off the rip, they beat Montreal, but he allowed 4 goals. So like he was already shaky right off the rip. So even when he had a time in the year where he was playing a little bit more like he was the season before, it was never good enough. And I know like there'd be excuses like, the defense stinks. It's like, all right. Again, he's 42nd in the league. I don't think every team has great, you know, smothering defense
right.
out there.
If he was 20th in the league, maybe we'd get him
a little more of an excuse.
Cut him some more slack.
Yeah.
But 42nd?
And when the other guy on your team is better.
Thank you. Korpisalo's playing with the same crap, and he's been better, and we all think he's a way worse goalie. Like, something's got to give there. Mark is in Medford. Go ahead, Mark.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
So not only would Pastrnak be a good captain and a good leader for this team, I could tell you this right now. If the Bruins were in the thick of the playoffs right now, they finished, say, fourth or fifth, and they're in the playoffs, after the after the last 16 games that Pastrnak had, he'd probably be a finalist for MVP.
Okay, Mark,
do you agree?
Mark, I mean, yeah, if they won some games and they were in the playoff mix, maybe, good. Yeah, maybe he'd be a Hart candidate. I mean, maybe. I guess I don't know, but I don't rule that out. But hang on. So he's a brilliantly, wildly talented player. What have you seen that makes him a good leader?
Well, let's see. The last 15 games, okay?
Yeah,
they
lost.
Were out of it.
They lost
they
all
were
of
done.
Them. Just about.
They were done. And he did not stop playing, and he did not stop playing hard. He carried this team on his back.
Okay,
he carried
him to a bunch of losses.
Yeah, that's tough. I guess you could say he played hard. I'll give you that.
Yeah.
But be like, oh, on his back to what? Like,
good
to what end?
Good effort, and he produced. I mean, if you want to give him those two things, but there's plenty of guys.
I can't see my back, dude.
There's plenty of guys who get their numbers on bad teams when the games are meaningless, and those guys aren't good leaders.
I got another Swayman stat for you.
Okay.
This season, he had a winning record in 1 month. Only 1 month did he have a winning record.
What was the winning? Was it like one game over 500?
December,
but was it
when they barely played games?
No, it was December. No, he
December when they barely played
remember
games.
Remember they won a bunch of those games? He went 7-2-1.
Oh!
In that month. Every other month, he's got a losing record.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that was a good December.
All right. All right.
That was six months.
Bottle that up.
7-7.
Okay, yeah, you take that and do that every month.
Yeah,
and then you got something.
Or at least a couple of months.
Right.
Before you start saying, yeah, I'm really happy my body responded really well to playing 58 games. Ay, ay, ay. I still, by the way, right here, right now, he had a terrible season. I'm fine with the Bruins handing him that contract last year. I know a lot of people aren't, and that's fine. I'm not saying you're wrong.
Yeah.
I personally am okay with it. Another year like that, and then I'll be on your side. But right now, he had a horrible season. I still think that contract, especially with all of them that got handed out last year, I think Ottinger was one of them who got it. Allmark, as you said, Shesterkin blew it out of the water.
Oh, yeah. Goalies are getting paid.
The contracts are going up. So I don't think it's as bad as some do, but he obviously needs to produce. That goes without saying. 617-779-7937. We got Hate It or Love It coming your way at 11:45. We will get to another prospect, Mason Graham. Will be the player we'll break down. And we have a four-pack of questions on a Friday. We call it the Friday four-pack. That's right after Trending with Billy Laney.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.